Welcome back, folks. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, a celebration of the greatest singer-songwriters out there. And if you like the music on this show at all, it is your duty to go tomorrow night to the Centennial Concert Hall. It should be like a Tell the Band to Go Home meeting of some kind. And it's absolutely essential that you be there. Because, I would urge you to go see one of the greatest songwriters of all time. But when there's four on stage at the same time, there's no debate. I don't care what you got to do, you got to go, right? And these guys are all fantastic. And so I'm sure we will see lots of you out there. Unfortunately, I have made an incredible error in judgment and planning and forethought. So I'm lacking in a single ticket. And if anybody can help me out there. See, it's kind of funny because the last time we went to the show a few years ago, a bunch of friends, we went to Alberta to see the show. And our pal Gary wasn't going to come. So we planned the thing. We bought the tickets. It was all good. And then Gary goes, yeah, I want to come. So we're like, okay, now what do we do? So we ended up getting one crappy seat in the balcony so that Gary could come. But being the generous guy that I am, I took the crappy balcony seat. And Gary got my up-close seat because I got an up-close seat the next night in Calgary.
Right.
But so I kind of have another situation like that again where I need one seat and the only things left are crappy balcony seats. I'm kind of hoping that somebody out there, somebody in our listening audience, may have or know somebody with a single decent seat so that I don't have to sit in the balcony. Because I'll be very sad if I have to do that. So if somebody can help me out, I'd appreciate it. And in return, I will now present for you 1 hour and 14 minutes or so of the four best songwriters coming to this city all year. Well, Randy Newman's coming to town, so maybe I'll back off. But it's going to be an amazing show tomorrow night at the Centennial Concert Hall. You got your Joe Ely. Now, Joe Ely, the most underrated guy in the group. And the first time I saw them, I kind of thought, like, what the hell is Joe Ely doing there? I thought maybe he drove the bus or something. I underestimated Joe Ely. Joe Ely was fantastic. I've since gone back and listened to a lot of Joe's fine material. And don't underestimate Joe Ely. He's great. You got John Hyatt, who we all know is great. Seen John Hyatt a bunch of times and is always great. But then you got Guy Clark, who is a true living legend. When it comes to songwriting, hasn't been in town in a long, long time. Brilliant. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this guy right here, Lyle Lovett, who is always entertaining, a great songwriter, and actually a super nice guy. And this song, I always play this song, but I'll play it again, is kind of a perfect combination because it's Lyle Lovett doing a Guy Clark song. Apparently the first song that Guy Clark ever wrote.
Which one is it? Because I almost played this on Thursday.
But I don't believe you did. Look at the phones are ringing.
Okay, we got to go.
Okay. This I saw Lyle do this in Alberta. So anyways, this is a great song. Step Inside This House. Right. Lyle Lovett. Guy Clark. Be there.
That picture hanging on the wall was painted by a friend. He gave it to me all down and out when he owed me 10. It doesn't look like much, I guess, but it's all that's left of him. It sure is nice from right over here when the light's a little dim. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth that brighten up my day. This book of poems was given me by a girl I used to know. I guess I read it front to back 50 times or so. It's all about the good life and staying at ease with the world. It's funny how I love that book and I never loved that girl. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth that brighten up my day. Now you hold this piece of glass up to the light that's shining through the door. It's a prism glass, I found it on the road. And can't you see that tiny rainbow? It's not really a prism, I guess it just kind of broke a funny way. I was on my way through Houston and I was headed for L.A. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. Tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. This guitar was given me by old man Thomas Gray. Not too much to look at, but I play every day. It's been across this country 4 or 5 times, I guess. Between me and old man Tom, it never got much rest. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. Tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. Just about all that I own, all I care to, I guess. Except this pair of boots, maybe, and that funny yellow vest. And that leather jacket, and that leather bag, and that hat hanging on the wall. Just so it's not too much to carry, babe, could I see you again next fall? Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day.
Abandon. You look
across the floor in any one of our clothes in time. Unplug them, people, and send them home. It's closing time. Now Kenny's been mixing sound all evening. Sometimes I think that boy, he ain't got no ears. And Kathy's laughing, and Kathy's always laughing. We'll keep on laughing, Kathy, just make it out of here. Closing time, unplug them people. Closing time. Closing time. Unplug them, people. Send them home. It's closing time. Upon those tables, and stack those empties upon that bar, and count your money, Lord, and count my money, and hear those bottles ring. You know where you are. Unplug them, people, and send them home. It's closing time. Closing time. Unplug them, people, and send them home. It's closing time. The night's all that's left behind. You take your part and I'll take mine and go on home. It's closing time.
A New Jersey lady long ago, and she was a lady, I say. But she met a cowboy who rode on the rodeo, and he stole her heart straight away. The New Jersey lady, she loved him so true, another love she never had. But cowboys are lonesome, cowboys are blue, and they make the ladies so sad. Sing me a melody, sing me a blues. Walk through the bottom and without no shoes. The Brazos, she's a running scared, she heard the news. Walk through the bottom. Tried to hold on, but the rodeo life was the life that he knew. He had to keep drifting along. She never married and she never would, and all of the people they'd say, the New Jersey lady, she just ain't no good.
follow a cowboy that way. Sing me a melody, sing me a blues. Walk through the bottom and without no shoes. The Brazos, she's a running scared, she heard the news. Walk through the bottom. She'd sing him to sleep in the night, and then in the morning he'd go. She loved the darkness and hated the light, along with that damn rodeo. The New Jersey lady, the day that he died, she covered him over with clay. And feeling the way, the night as she cried, she heard the old cowboy say, sing me a melody, sing me a blues. Walk through the bottom and without no shoes. The Brazos, she's a running scared, she heard the news. Walk through the bottom.
Like my baby. sun comes up in a coffee cup. A waitress, please, I've had enough. Lord, I can't believe what I see. How could you be alone when you can sit right here beside me, girl, and make yourself at home? I've been to Memphis and Muscle Shoals, and I love a woman what I don't. When the sun goes down, it's another town. And bartender, please, another round. Lord, I can't believe what I see. How could you be alone when you could sit right here beside me, girl, and make yourself at home? I've been to Houston and San Antonio, and I love a woman what I don't. Had big ones, and Sally had some too. But Allison had little ones, would hate to go to school. And I make my bed where I lay my head, and I wish I heard what she just said. Lord, I can't believe what I see. How could you be alone when you could sit right there beside me, girl, and make yourself at home? I've been to L. And I love a woman what I don't
stare, and he spoke with a wisdom that I'd never heard. And as I was hanging on every last word, he said, son, I think you know what I mean. I think you know what I really mean. I think you know what I mean. He said, the hallway's lonesome, and the hallway's long. One end is shiny and one end is gone, and the middle burns brightly with the color of night, and the doors are all open but no one's inside. He said, son, I think you know what I mean. He said, son, I think you know what I really mean. I think you know what I mean. Hell, he hollered and he hopped up and he kicked back his chair,
And he said I'd be stupid if I didn't care. To understand better would leave him no doubt. In a world full of suffering that I'd be without. He said, son, I think you know what I mean. He said, son, I think you know what I really mean. Now it's springtime in Texas, and my memory grows faint. While the blue bonnets dance with the Indian plains. Though the highway's lonesome, but the highway's straight. And some things are heavy, but they ain't worth the wait. I think you know what I mean. I think you know what I really mean. As his arm had reached around, oh, and she looked at the window, and she watched the shade go down. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. That man she left behind her was 2,000 miles away. A singing boy, pick up that fiddle, oh, and play that steel guitar, oh, and find yourself a lady. And dance right where you are. Hey, hey. Was 2,000 miles away. A singing boy, pick up that fiddle, ooh, and play that steel guitar, ooh, and find yourself a lady, ooh, and dance right where you are. A private conversation, no one heard her say. That man that she was looking for was only 20 streets away. A singing boy, pick up that fiddle, oh, and play that steel guitar, oh, and find yourself a lady, oh, and dance right where you are. Never stopped to wonder who if he'd see her again. It was a private conversation, no one heard him say. That girl he left behind was 2,000 miles away. He just sang, boy, pick up that fiddle, who and play that steel guitar, who and find yourself a lady, who and dance right where you are. I guess it's easier said than done. Oh, look at what you've been through and to see what you've become. Well, it's a private conversation, no one hears you say. Well, it's a private conversation. Hey. Hey.
as his arm had reached around. Oh, and she looked at the window, and she watched the shade go down. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation, hey.
Lyle Lovett there with a selection of some of the best of his great albums. He had a string of really great albums starting in 1986 with his debut. And we started it off with Step Inside This House, of course. But after that, we played something from his debut. That song was called Closing Time from 1986. Absolutely brilliant. And then after that, we played something from Pontiac, which is I would guess his best-selling album. Certainly got a lot of favorites on there, but I absolutely love Walk Through the Bottom Line. And I remember when he did that in Alberta when we went to see the show before. It was absolutely stunning. So who knows, maybe he'll do it again. We heard Nobody Knows Me from Lyle Lovett and his Large Band. Great record. We heard something called I've Been to Memphis from Joshua Judges Ruth. Another great record. We heard I Think You Know What I Mean from, I Love Everybody. That's one of my favorite Lyle records. And it sounded just a little bit better, as Stu Reed would say, because it's autographed. All the best. And I think he really meant it. Lyle Lovett. Nice guy. We also heard that last one was a Private Conversation from The Road to Ensenada. Now, like I said, he had a string of truly great records, an amazing songwriter. But that was his last truly great record, Road to Ensenada. You know what year that was, KK?
97?
Close, 96 actually. Oh. So within 10 years, he released about five really great records. And then as I don't know what he's been doing since then, because I don't know. There's one other record, My Baby Don't Tolerate, but I don't like it that much, so we're not going to play anything off that right now, if you don't mind. And it's funny, when I was searching for stuff to play on the show today, I was looking for covers of the artists as well. I have some great covers of Guy Clark and John Hyatt particularly, but it's very difficult to find a Lyle Lovett cover, which I found kind of strange, because he's certainly the best known commercially anyway of the four, and so you'd think there'd be more covers of his stuff, but there.
Somebody sang If I Had a Boat.
Yeah, there's a few covers of that.
Oh.
You mean, what do you mean? Like on a record or live?
On a record.
Really?
Yeah, we had it here last week and I can't remember who it was now. One of Terry's discs. I just played this song and here's this person covering it. Well, you should tell me before. I can't remember.
All right. The second best known, commercially and popularly songwriter on the bill would have to be?
Guy Clark. John Hyatt.
John Hyatt. and a large part of the reason for him being at all famous, if he is considered famous, would be largely because of this song and a big, 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 big hit that Bonnie Raitt had many, many years ago. And this is a little thing called Love.
Baby, you know you ain't no queen of Sheba. We may not even have our own nicotine. No, this could be just a prideful thing. Baby, we can choose, you know it ain't no amoebas.
Fade away, not fade away, not fade away. slow turning.
John Hyatt and his fabulous Goners there from the Tiki Bar is open, an album that had the unfortunate fate to be released on September the 11th, 2001. I remember that, and let's just say people didn't buy records for a little while. It's a fine record, though. I'll never get over you. We heard something from I love this record, and I don't understand why it kind of, I don't know. It's, you can find it in bargain bins all over the place for like $2 and $6, and I buy it from people all the time. I think I bought you two or three copies by now. Little Village is the name of the band. It's Nick Lowe and Ry Cooter and Jim Keltner and John Hyatt. Of course, we heard Don't Go Away Mad, a fantastic record. If you see it in a bargain bin, pick it up. John Hyatt before that, Slow Turning, love that song, and A Thing Called Love from Bring the Family. And man, we're always running out of time on this show. A few from we'll try to squeeze in as many as we can now from Joe Ely and Guy Clark. Here's something from Joe. This is a great one called All Just to Get to You.
I have stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two, cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I have jumped a yellow cab, hopped a rusty freight, sang till my lips turned blue, flown a silver bird on tops of the clouds, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough, I gave my love not near enough, I bled too red, I cried too blue, I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. I have run from St. Paul, Wichita Falls, called you from sunny Baton Rouge, I hocked everything from my watch to my rain, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough, I gave you love not near enough, I bled too red, I cried too blue, I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. Where the mighty ocean roars, to the lands of the Hopi and the Sioux, I walk the desert sands, cross the Rio Grande, all just to get to you. I have stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two, cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I cried to blue, I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. All just to get to you. All just to get to you. Get to you.
Well, me and Billy the Kid never got along. I didn't like the way he cocked his hat and he wore his gun all wrong. But we had the same girlfriend and he never forgot it. She had a cute little chihuahua till one day up and shot it. He rode the hard country down the New Mexico line. He had a silver pocket watch that he never did wind. He crippled a piano player for playing his favorite song. No, me and Billy the Kid never got along. Yeah, me and Billy the Kid never got along. I didn't like the way he buckled his belt and he wore his gun all wrong. He was bad to the bone, all hopped up on speed. I would have left him alone if it wasn't for that senorita. He gave her silver and he paid her hotel bill. But it was me she loved. She said she always will. I'd always go and see her when Billy was gone. No, me and Billy the Kid never got along. Yeah, me and Billy the Kid never got along. I didn't like the way he tied his shoes and he wore his gun all wrong. One day I said to Billy, I got this foolproof scheme. We'll rob Wells Fargo. It's busting at the seams. I admit that I framed him, but I don't feel bad. Cause the way I was living was driving me mad. Billy reached for his gun, but his gun was on wrong. No, me and Billy the Kid, we never got along. No, me and Billy the Kid never got along. But I did like the way he swayed in the wind while I played him his favorite song. Now my baby sings harmony with me to La Cucaracha. She winds her silver pocket watch and pets her new chihuahua. I moved into the hotel. I got a room with a shower. We lay and listen to that watch tick hour after hour. Outside I hear the wind blowing oh so strong. No, me and Billy the Kid never got along. We never got along. We never got along. We never got along. Never got along. He'd been in the sun too long.
Well, if you ever go out to the circus where the Wallanders walk on the wire, well, I'll tell you a tale to remember when the white horse's leap rings of fire. It was a cold night in Oklahoma and the show was about to begin, and the animals, they were all restless when the star horse, she broke from her pen. Now she was a mare of high spirit, just like a whore on a Saturday night. She's kicking and bucking past the men who was brushing the elephant's line on their side. Now next to the tents sat some lanterns, and they was dangerously close to the hay. And that mare headed straight for those lanterns that some fool had put there by mistake. Ooh, then up stepped some Indian cowboy, and his lasso went whirling through the air. And in a full dead middle of danger, oh, he roped that runaway mare. And then the elephants raised up their trumpets. Two of them broke from their chains. stampeded that Indian cowboy who'd saved the big top from flame. So if you ever go out to the circus where the Wallanders walk on the wire, you just remember that Indian cowboy when the white horse's leap rings a fire.
Being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking, steam screaming at the wheels, and bigger than anything they is, least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking, louder than July 4. But everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail. Are the soldiers from the war? This something that even old man Wyman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day, something strange is going on, and we're all in the way. Now there's 50 or 60 people just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes and come down from the bars. And everybody's checking, old Jack Kittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when it finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. Cause things got real quiet, mama jerked me back, but not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline. Come show me, folks. I said, look out, here she comes. She's coming, look out, there she goes. She's gone, screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Lord, she never even stopped, but she left 50 or 60 people still sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how it got this far. But me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamline train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. In red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline. Come show folks. I said, look out, here she comes. She's coming, look out, there she goes. She's gone, screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes. She's coming, look out, there she goes. She's gone, screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes. She's coming, look out, there she goes.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a big
homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy.
feed them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What will life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
This life I lead, well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Song I wrote for my father on the occasion of his death. My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. Oh, the knife was made for darker things, and you could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one, and he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word one. And there it slept, and there it stayed for 20 some odd years, sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. Died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty, but he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea and poured them off the stern. then through the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. And I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for. Sack cape tied all around his neck. He climbed up on the garage, he's figuring what the heck. Screwed his courage up so tight that the whole thing come unwound. He got a running start and bless his heart, he headed for the ground. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread yawns and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Now he's all grown up with a flour sack cape tied all around his dreams, and he's full of piss and vinegar and he's busting at the seams. So he licked his finger and checked the wind. It's gonna be do or die. He wasn't scared of nothing, boys. He's pretty sure he could fly. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Sack cape tied all around his head, and he's still jumping off the garage and will be till he's dead. All these years the people said he's acting like a kid. He did not know he could not fly, so he did. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Yeah, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape.
Ah, the great Guy Clark there with the cape, and wow, Guy, what an amazing songwriter. I stopped typing him in, so I can't exactly remember what he played. I stopped there. Before that, we played the Randall Knife from a great album called Together at the Blue Word Cafe. It's Guy Clark along with Townes Van Zandt and Steve Earle, and you won't find a much better CD than that. And that song, I tell you, oh my God. And I mean, it's the exact same melody as Let 'Em Roll, which is you know, equally as potent and as amazing. Absolutely brilliant, Guy Clark. We heard Homegrown Tomatoes and Texas 1947. We heard Guy doing a Joe Ely song called The Indian Cowboy. And a couple from Joe Ely, Me and Billy the Kid, and All Just to Get to You. And, of course, all four of those guys, Lyle Lovett, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, and Guy Clark, tomorrow at the Centennial Concert Hall. It's going to be friggin' amazing. There are still some crappy seats available. Honestly, even if you're sitting in the parking lot with your ear pressed against the door, it'll be worth it, believe me. Yeah, so hope to see many of you out there tomorrow. Come up and say hi if you feel like it. Always glad to see some people. And anything else coming up this week, KK?
Yeah, we got John Ward Hanum at Candor on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or Sunday. I guess it's Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
So you're right.
Yeah, so we'll play a bunch of John Ward. Hopefully even have him on the show on Sunday. That'd be good. And anything else? I'm glad you knew that.
I don't think so.
That's good. You're sure. All right. Will we be back on Thursday?
Yes.
Still about the Free Range Radio, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com, and stay tuned for The Bluegrass Guy on Sunday Drive.